board members, the 13 of us, are members of the corporation for their foundations. So the way this is going to work, we're going to go in order. I'm going to have roll called for the first meeting, which is going to be CSN. But after that, in the interest of time and efficiency, we will not need to call roll again because we've called it the first time, unless somebody lets us know that they're not here and they do come. So with that, if I could have Carrie, you want to call the roll for the first meeting, please?
Chair Pro Tem Del Carlo.
Here.
Vice Chair Pro Tem Carvalho.
Here.
Regent Arascotta.
Here.
Regent Boylan.
Yeah.
Regent Brooks.
Here.
Regent Carter. Regent Dubrava. Regent Geddes.
Here.
Regent McAdoo.
Here.
Regent McMichael.
Here.
Regent Moran.
Yes, ma'am.
Regent Perkins.
Here.
Regent Tarkanian. You have a quorum present.
Thank you very much, Carrie. And with that, we'll go to public comment. Is there any public comment in Elko?
There is no public comment in Elko.
Thank you. Is there public comment in Reno? Reno? Anybody there? Reno. Hello?
Sorry, there's no public comment here in Reno.
Thank you very much. How about public comment in Las Vegas? We're not seeing none. How about any written or voice?
No, Madam Chair.
Okay, thank you. And with that, we'll go to item number 2, and it's for possible action. I'll call on Edgar Patino, Chair of the Board of the CSN Foundation.
Good morning, trustees. My name is Edgar Patino, E-D-G-A-R-P-A-T-I-N-O, and I am the chairman of the board for the CSN Foundation. I wanted to start off by thanking you for the opportunity to have me here today to provide you with a quick update over on our activities for the CSN Foundation for this past fiscal year. As we all know, it was a challenging year with lots of change for all of us, but I'm happy to say that at the CSN Foundation, we have a lot to be thankful for. We were still very busy, and I have a great report for you, so looking forward to it. Thank you very much. And I do have a PowerPoint. I'm not sure if we're able to put it up. If we could move to the next slide. And one more, if I may. Oh, I can control it. Thank you so much. So on this slide, what I'd like to do is provide you with a quick view of our fundraising efforts. As you can see at the CSN Foundation, we're extremely proud of our efforts to connect our donors. Am I able to take this mask off while I'm up here? Maybe not.
Joe, can you take his mask off while he's...
I'll leave it on.
This is Joe Reynolds. I respectfully ask that you keep your mask on in accordance with the law. Thank you.
Not a problem. So at the CSN Foundation, we're extremely proud of our efforts where we connect our incredible donors in the community to all of the student success initiatives over at CSN. And so our goal is always to empower our students to achieve, to succeed, and to prosper. And as you can see on this slide, we have had an incredible fiscal year 2020, where we partner with our friends over at Nevada State College to raise $3 million, and we also received a matching $3 million grant from the Engelstadt Family Foundation, which went towards the funding of the construction of the Betty Engelstadt Health and Sciences building over at our Henderson campus. So if you can see on there, beyond the fundraising, the special fundraising effort in fiscal year 2020, looking at 2021, we had an incredible year where we nearly doubled our fundraising efforts from the fiscal year 2019. Next slide, if I may. Oh, I'm sorry. I guess I have control of that again. Apologize. So in the next couple of slides here, what I'd like to do is cover some of the highlights of some of the important work that was done on behalf of our students over the last fiscal year. If you look at the slide, in fiscal year 2021, we were really able to stabilize our student emergency fund through donations that we received from students. We also received some donations from our corporate partners. In fact, we received $100,000 from the Jean Haas Foundation towards that fund and $104,000 from NV Energy. And the funding helped many students through this critical time in our community. And on that specific front, I want to also mention that we now have a very structured submission and review process by which each of the applications is actually reviewed in just 3 business days. And then as soon as those 3 business days are up, the student will receive notification via email on whether they received that grant. And as a reminder, the Student Emergency Fund is limited to a maximum of $500 within a 12-month period. And we do that so that we can assist as many students as we're able to with the funds that are available. And expenses that are eligible under the program include past due utility bills, emergency housing, items like car repairs, technology supports, and any unexpected medical expenses. On this slide, you'll also see that as it relates to Dr. Zaragoza's vision on dual enrollment, it did receive a nice boost this past year with the passage of the AB 319 dual enrollment pilot, with funding coming in part through an anonymous donation that we received for early college. Our foundation is so very proud to work hand in hand with Dr. Zaragoza and his team to achieve the CSN's vision and the goals, of course, set by this board. Next slide, if I could. Oh, here we go. On the first bullet that you'll see there, you'll see a note on the ability to benefit program. This truly is a game changer for Southern Nevada, for the residents who do not have a high school diploma or post-secondary skill training, both of which, as we all know, are incredibly important for high wages that are really required to sustain families. Just a few days ago, we had an incredible press event downtown where we received a $100,000 grant from Bank of America to underwrite the launch of this very program. And we recently received another $12,000 from our friends over at AT&T. And our plan is to continue to seek funding, additional funding for this program. As it relates to our 50th anniversary activities, the CSN Foundation recently sought some additional funding, and our goal was to raise funding for 50 special scholarships for the anniversary. And after an appeal to our board, wow, we actually received an anonymous gift of $250,000, which wow, well exceeded our expectations. And instead of 50, we are now doing 100 scholarships in honor of the 50th anniversary. So that'll make a significant impact with our students, and very proud of that. And on this slide, it's a photo, as you can see, but we really simply wanted to share a moment of pride for us. And as you can see, this is at the ribbon cutting ceremony that many of you attended. Thank you for being there for the new Betty Engelstadt Health Sciences building. It was an amazing evening, and as we can all appreciate, it is truly, you know, truly marks the beginning of tremendous growth in critical healthcare training for Southern Nevada. And kudos to my friend and colleague, Ms. Vice President and Provost Patty Charlton, Dr. Zaragoza, and of course, Dr. Pollard. Just an amazing effort. Congratulations. So here, looking forward, we're very excited to say that after an extensive national search, we have hired Danita Simmons as our new executive director at the foundation. I was looking at the calendar, and she'll join us in about 11 days and does come to us with deep fundraising experience out of South Dakota. There, she was the foundation director for the Western Dakota Technical College, and we are super excited to introduce you to her here in the very near future. In terms of our financial management this fiscal year, our 2021 audit by Ellsworth Stout did note some weaknesses in our processes. Importantly, they were not material deficiencies, but we are indeed acting on those and now have a new approach. We are contracting with an external bookkeeping firm, and with this new process, we do expect to see greater efficiencies, accuracy, and we are also doing it at a lower cost. And finally, our board is in the process of crafting an updated investment policy, which is important for us. And we'll be doing this under the guidance of our audit and finance chair, Trustee Jeff Cooper. Part of our plan is to have two non-trustee subject matter experts nominated to an ad hoc committee. Those committees will be run by Foundation Trustee Terry Shirey and James York, both of which are senior banking executives here in our community, and so we look forward to some success there in the very near future. And with that, I would like to conclude by thanking the Regents for your support, for your guidance, and as we move forward, supporting Dr. Z and all of his efforts to achieve the mission and vision of CSN, as you've heard, now in our 50th year of service to the citizens of Clark County and beyond, and it's really our pleasure to serve and do all that we can to help the students. That concludes my presentation. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Does anyone have any questions? Okay, thank you so much for that, and we'll go to item number... Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, thank you, Kim. We have a motion for approval.
I will move to approve.
Okay, Jason Gate. Oh, for approval. And Jason's the second. All in favor? Any questions first? There's discussion. All right. All in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? Okay, motion carries. Thank you. And with that, we'll go to item number three. And this is information only. And in our briefing materials, we can see who the new officers are. And with that, we'll go to item number four. Consent items. Do I have a motion for the consent items? So moved. Jason with a motion and Amy with a second. Do I have any discussion? All in favor of the consent items, please say aye.
Aye.
Anybody opposed? No. We'll go on to item number five. Does anyone have any new business? Nope. No new business. Okay. With that, let's see what. Public comment. Public comment in Elko?
We have no public comment in Elko.
Thank you. How about public comment in Reno?
None in Reno.
Thank you. How about Las Vegas? Written or. No? Okay. And with that, we will adjourn the CSN Foundation meeting.